It is Sunday, November 18th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
One of my favorite topics. Oh, wait, that's what I always drag in here on Sunday. Architecture. You know, as you know New Orleans, Kyle, that the names of the architecture there are as colorful as the city itself. Shotguns and camelbacks and double galleries and Creole cottages. Well, there are names like that that go with architecture in the Ozarks.
Dog trot. Yeah.
Single pen, double pen, saddlebags, and dog trots. And there's an exhibit open right now at the Shiloh Museum in Springdale that will tell you what all those things are.
They have to do with architecture?
Sure.
They do.
They're styles.
I mean, saddlebags. That's, what a horse, right?
Okay, here's the concept. All of the architecture for log structures in the Ozarks came up from the Upland South.
Okay.
And people didn't want to be different. They wanted to do it the way they'd learned to do it and the way they'd always done it. So they built a single-room log cabin, was called a single pen.
Okay.
Four walls and a roof. Mm-hmm. A double pen is two single pens set next to each other. Two front doors. Everything symmetrical. Saddlebag.
Oh, I was just going to say, my favorite is dog trot, where you've got the unit sort of cabin here and a cabin next to it, but in between is this breezeway.
Right.
And that's the dog trot.
And saddlebags is a double pen, two rooms, but with one chimney in the middle instead of two. So it's on the spine of...
Okay, on the spine of the chimney.
Right.
And so if you told someone that you were going to build something or you wanted something built, you could... This was shorthand for what you kind of... I want a dog trot because I want that breeze to come through the middle of the two living areas.
And really, if you think about it, the dog trot functioned much the same way as...
The shotgun.
As the shotgun. It was designed for the breeze.
Right. Shotgun houses, which are so...
Which are long and...
Right, and the front door and the back door, it's a straight shot. So you could open up both doors and the breeze will just go through before air conditioning.
Or shoot a shotgun through one door.
Well, that's yes, obviously,
right.
Yes.
And I'm sure that happened in dog trots and saddlebags, too. Anyway, this exhibit is up at the Shiloh Museum. You know, they've got over 500,000, I think they've quit trying to count, photographs. And so Marie Demaroukas has found some wonderful photos illustrating these things, and you can go and learn all about it. And our premise here is that they are open every day but Thanksgiving this week.
Oh.
So if you're bored, 10 to 5. Go there. It's free.
So you can go there on Black Friday and not have to worry about people elbowing you for a large screen TV. You can just wander and learn.
Or here's some other things you can do while you're on vacation and those of us here are here. The Parade of Pastels, the Ozark Pastel Society show, is in both galleries at the Art Center at the Ozarks in Springdale. They will be closed Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
But they're open Monday and Tuesday, 9 to 5.
Okay.
There's a discussion at 1 o'clock Monday at Crystal Bridges that I would love to go hear. I talked with Sarah Sagerlund, the public programs coordinator. It's called Light Bulbs in Art and Society. And it's talking about how the evolution of light in art followed the evolution of light and technology.
So if you were painting at a time when you had sunlight and candles, the light would look different. But since Thomas Edison,
And it's related to See the Light, the luminous tradition in American art that's on show there. But it starts with the paintings that use light as a spiritual sort of thing, and continues to the light sculptures and so forth that are in this exhibit. So that'll be fun. And Crystal Bridges is closed Thanksgiving Day, but they're open regular hours the rest of the week.
Won't be open Tuesday,
right?
Because that's their normal day not to be open.
And then to cap it all off is on show at the Rogers Historical Museum, all about hats.
You talked to Gabe Land?
I did.
A couple weeks ago.
I bet you look fabulous in a hat.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like I talked to Gay about, hats aren't as popular today as they once were.
No, I talked to a lovely lady about her hats, you know, and how she was a military wife and you never went anywhere without a hat. You know, and you didn't take the hat off till you got home.
Right.
And that changed.
You know. Times are changing.
But you can find out all about that. They're closed Thanksgiving Day and Friday and Saturday, but they're open Monday through Wednesday. And all of that is my favorite word.
Free.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.